We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Pamela Atwood, gerontologist and executive director at Colebrook Village in Hebron. And Pam has been on the show many times in the past. Usually she brings a guest, but today she's going to go solo. And we're going to be talking about bullying in senior care. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Bill.
And how prevalent is bullying among seniors?
Well, thankfully, it's not totally pervasive, but it is increasing. Statistically, about 10 to 20% of seniors report that they've been bullied either in senior living, like assisted livings or nursing homes, or even at senior centers, congregate housing, adult day centers. Just for perspective, in the U.S. right now, we have over 28,000 assisted livings. So there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of seniors living in congregate settings. And we also know that that population is very diverse. You know, when we're talking about people in senior living now, we're talking 55 and up. So we're talking about people who are between age 55 and 105. Mm-hmm. Their life experience is very different. Their values may be very different, as well as some of the other demographic differences, race, ethnicity, lifestyle, et cetera. So these are growing numbers and in a very far-ranging, you know, way of providing services and supports to seniors.
Now, in the past several years, there's been an effort to address and reduce bullying in schools. Is this like eighth grade bully behavior, or is it just mean-spirited behavior?
Right. I actually was asked to speak at a conference about this a couple of years ago, and I had titled my presentation Mean Girls 2.0. And the coordinator said, well, you know, it sounds a little harsh. We don't like to think of our sweet seniors as being mean and being victims of bullying or even being bullies. And I always think of bullying and in my head, I see the Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got this character that everybody hates to see on the screen. He's a bully and he's mean. And we all enjoy rooting for the target, Daniel-san. And no matter, you know, this isn't exactly what's going on in senior centers or senior living, but we do have bullying behaviors. Sometimes the issues are more covert. They're more subtle, like laying claim to a space in a common area or crossing someone's name off of a list of people who are going on an out trip. Mm-hmm. We've had, you know, women who come in and they say, oh, Sally Sue's on this list. Well, we'll just cross her name out and tell everybody she forgot that she just changed her mind. Gossiping about peers, kids, or their finances, or who's got what illness or condition. Verbal abuse can happen as well, especially when we've got people whose beliefs or lifestyle or race or ethnicity is different. And also, sometimes abuse can become physical, threatening, even threatening with a cane or a walker. Now, statistically, women are more likely to be the abuser, the bully, if you will. Mm-hmm. Whereas men, when they bully, they tend to be more physical.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the negative outcomes seniors can experience when they are bullied?
None of these are real surprises. Obviously, depression. Isolation is very common. People tend to simply keep to themselves more, engage less. It's hard to think about also if you're in your 80s, for instance, or even at Colebrook Village, our average age right now is close to 90. Mm-hmm. You know, can you imagine having to move, which would be stressful enough, but then having to make all new friends. So people tend to, you know, isolate themselves. That can also lead to sensory deprivation and may even seem like a dementia or some other common problems and changes. Medical complications can be very, very common. And eventually also suicide. Those numbers are increasing as well.
What can communities do to prevent social conflicts such as this?
Surprisingly, zero tolerance policies do not work. We don't tolerate it, but at the same time, research tells us that zero tolerance policies actually make the threats more aggressive and make them go underground more. In seniors, it makes them much less likely to report. Even seniors, elder abuse, they're unlikely to report abuse. Same thing here in senior bullying. They don't want to cause trouble or have that result in someone being homeless. In senior living, imagine trying to, it's almost like a domestic violence. You know, you have major consequences if you report that in the place where you live. Also, for communities, be aware, open your eyes, train your staffs to have eyes open as well. Our thing that we say at Colebrook Village is, if it's mean, we must intervene. Not everybody who's a loner is an abuse victim or a target of bullying. But, I mean, some people prefer solitude, but ask. Ask them, invite them. And for those people who maybe have some bullying behaviors, you know, invite them to consider how it would look from the outside. If we've got everybody sitting at the same table every night and it's this group of eight, how might that look? Now, they may say, oh, anybody can join us anytime. But how would it look from an outside perspective? If you're a new resident, you might not feel comfortable approaching this clique.
What can seniors and their families do to prevent themselves from being involved in bullying?
I always suggest ask the leadership. I originally started this conversation by doing some research, and I called up seven of my buddies in the field, and I did a just basic convenience sample, and I said to six of them, you know, do you have this? And they said yes. And the seventh one said no, she didn't have any of bullying in her community. But when I asked her about specific behaviors, she recognized and said yes, she had all of those. Mm-hmm. So people may be in denial. So ask the leadership and ask what they do. Ask if they can give an example of how they've handled it or how they've prevented it. Also, observe interactions. You know, look at the people and how they're relating to each other. Do staff relate? Do they relate to each other in a friendly manner? Do they feel comfortable? And I always also suggest you visit more than once. Ask to speak with residents about how they like living there or going to that center and how they transitioned as a new resident.
Among the elderly population, the senior population, is this bullying behavior, is this something that this is the way they've been all their lives, or is this something that has developed generally as they've become older?
Both. So there are some people who are mean and nasty and they get old. So that can happen. It doesn't mean that aging itself causes bullying behavior. Mm-hmm. But for some people, because of failed coping or negative coping strategies, or because they're in pain or they're unwell or they have loss or their own depression, they may be more likely to have bullying type behaviors. What is not common is it's uncommon for people with dementia to become bullies. A lot of people think, oh, well, people with dementia are so mean. They're not, by and large. Now, mean people sometimes get dementia also, but it's not something that is a common symptom.
And Pam, if people would like more information about all of this, where's the best place to go?
Start with your local commission on aging or the council on aging. Get some resources. 211 is always a good resource. Some of your local counselors or social workers in the towns may help you. Also, you can also check with your local senior center director. I've been speaking at a lot of senior centers recently about this. And of course, people can always call me at Colebrook Village in Hebron, 860-801-1114.
All right, Pam, thank you.
Thank you.
That is Pamela Atwood, gerontologist and executive director at Colebrook Village in Hebron. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.